Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Paul, how's that coffee?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, here's the amazing thing about going black. I really like this doing it this way. Do you know how much time I am saving in my life now? It takes time to get the creamer, pour it in, stir it, you know, clean up your mess, set the cup down to do all this. You go in, you take your cup, you put it under the nozzle, you pull the handle, you walk away with the coffee. I'm saving 45 seconds per cup of coffee I am adding to my life right now. How about that? And I didn't ever really realize drinking black coffee extends your life.
Yeah, it's one of those studies where you can find one that says it's bad for you. You can find all kinds of stuff. But if you use those 45 seconds you're collecting, Paul, go over to HTO and let them, if you want to get a creative coffee, let them give you one of the new iced coffees out
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah. Rocco and I are going
like
by this afternoon.
Of them.
Yeah, Joe Rocco.
Try one. One of the new ices. People are loving it. We just rolled those out Monday or Tuesday, and people are enjoying the new offerings there. So they'll take care of your creative coffee needs. They also have black coffee, Paul, which is what I'm drinking right now and drink every morning, and
well,
it is amazing.
Yeah, you're no bigger of a man than me, I can tell you that.
And Jacob, I got to say this. I probably will also be there sometime this afternoon, so I'll be trying one of those myself.
You know what we need to do, Jad?
What?
In celebration of your appearance, let's get you some free coffee to give away.
Oh, okay.
Here on the show through. I think we're out of coffee cards there at the studio, right? We've got some tea that we can give away, but we're out of coffee. We're going to get Jad some coffee cards and get those out to you guys so you can check out what we're talking about over at HTO.
Jad, that's my
wife and I's business.
Yeah, you need to fill up your new bottle, your new HTO bottle that I shamed Jacob into giving you.
There's no shame.
Oh,
I left it there for him. What are you talking about?
You were
going to
give him a discount price. No, you were going to discount the price for him, weren't you?
Got to eat, Paul. Family's got to eat. 869-1240 is the IHOP hotline. Okay, so let's talk about UConn, Paul. And you know, preface this with these are like loose internet rumblings, but we know that UConn's been on the radar. And we know that the Big 12 wants to expand. And we know that West has been the direction. But it does also make sense to get some exposure back east to join now Central Florida and West Virginia. And UConn is a really interesting program. Our defending national basketball champion. We know that the Big 12 is trying to create basketball value here. UConn football has been no good for a long time. Do you think that UConn is a good candidate for expansion into the Big 12? So as we understand it, the contract currently states that the Big 12 just did, with the additions of current Power 5 schools, that they can be added and not water down basically the value, that school could come into the league and get the same deal they're all getting. If it's not that, then you've got to get approval because that could conceivably water down the take for everybody else. UConn's not a Power 5 school right now. They're in the Big East. So, one, it's in ESPN's backyard. We know how much ESPN values UConn. I wonder if, you know, if UConn's going to come on board, Paul, it's almost certainly going to have to be with the stipulation that ESPN would sign off on it coming in as a member at the same value of the current schools. Because if that doesn't happen, everybody's going to vote no, right? Why wouldn't you vote no? You don't want to water down your own value. But if you can get them in there, even with their not good football program, but their amazing basketball program, an amazing women's basketball program, an amazing other sports programs that they have, I think UConn's a no-brainer. But it all depends at that point on ESPN and if they'd take him as a full member or not.
Well, here's the thing. We thought we've had this story for a year, maybe a little longer than a year, and we've talked about UConn. I mean, briefly, not a whole lot, but briefly, because I didn't think it was going to happen. But now there's a go back east, pick up some teams for Florida, for West Virginia, pick up a couple, and I think there might be room for another one or two, probably to get them to around somewhere around six would be my guess. Don't know, but UConn makes sense because of the success they've had in basketball. And who's to say, once you become a member of the Big 12, there's a little cachet when it comes to starting getting football players. And I believe that the Big 12 would be great for UConn. But I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know something? A year ago, I wasn't too hot on UConn joining the Big 12. I'm not so sure right now with where things are going, with the presence that the Big 12 wants to have to the east side of the country, the presence the Big 12 wants to have in the West, it might be a no-brainer in that effort to get, well, to even more than 16 teams. I don't know if that's the case, but I kind of like the idea. I'm not opposed to it.
I like 20. I like 20 teams. I like
too.
East and me West.
Too. I do too.
10 and 10.
Yep.
I think I don't have a problem with it.
I agree.
I think that's the you know, I don't know that's – there is concern that you lose, like, the camaraderie and everything that you have in a league. I get that, and I think it's warranted, right? You can get
sure.
too big.
Sure.
But I think in the current landscape, you kind of can't get too big because it's defense, you know, like you're playing defense at that point and trying to sweeten these deals so that you don't get poached, right? You're trying to elevate your league to where the SEC and the Big Ten are currently. And I think that's what, you know, Brett Yormark's trying to do. And I think the only way to do that is to do, you know, some more expansion, some further expansion. Where's that sweet spot? I don't know. I don't think 20 is too big. I think it's very manageable because then you just split it, right? And then you kind of have two, for football anyway, you kind of have two little conferences, you know? So I think that's okay. I think you can do 20. I think you could do 24, honestly. Two 12-team divisions that sort of play the same kind of schedule you've always played that just meet in the title game. I don't have a problem with that either. So I think there's room. I think that UConn would be, again, if you can get ESPN and the networks who are doing the deals to sign off on them as a member since they're not currently Power 5, which I think that you probably can. I think. It's an interesting one. But if you can, then yeah, I like UConn in the Big 12.
Well, Brigham Young was not a Power 5 when they joined.
Well, but they did the deal after they joined.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
So the new additions came in and then they did the deal now.
All right.
The deal is in place. And so now any further additions have to go through that process.
Right.
Whereas if they add Colorado, right, Colorado can just get grandfathered in, or Arizona State. You don't have to worry about it with them, but with UConn or with, you know, I don't know, you know, Memphis, if they're ever a candidate, or South Florida, or whomever, you've got to get a sign off then from the networks, basically, I think, to take them on as full members. I think that capability exists in the contract, but it's not guaranteed. So then what you would have, let's say you go to ESPN and say, hey, we want to add UConn. And ESPN's like, well, we're not going to give them $31 million a year or whatever. Then you got to vote on it. And if I'm any school in the Big 12, I would say, well, no. Because that's going to water down the money currently in there. We're not going to do that. So, you know, that's a stipulation that almost has to happen. UConn's interesting because they are in ESPN's backyard, right?
Right.
Bristol, Connecticut. It's right there. UConn gets all kinds of run, and you know, it makes sense. And UConn's got a national brand. Let's not kid ourselves. If we were just talking about basketball here, it'd be different. Yeah. And maybe we are just talking about basketball. Who knows? Maybe UConn football can stay as an independent. I don't know.
No. It won't be an independent. It needs to go to the Big 12 because I think that's kind of like a sleeping giant in football, isn't it? I think it could be.
They've had some years. No, it's not either.
No, but once you start playing a Big 12 schedule and once you join the Big 12, that's going to open a lot of eyes. It's going to give a lot of people the chance to see Big 12 football in basically the northeast part of the country where it's a huge population. Yes, go ahead.
It is. Is Rutgers ever taken advantage of that situation?
But it's in New Jersey. That's different. Sorry about that if you're from New Jersey. But no.
Merrill Teller takes offense.
Oh, yeah. Wait a second. Let me answer that question. Also, Rutgers is in the Big Ten. And the Big Ten, in that particular case with what we're looking at, is basically going to be those Rust Belt-type states. It's going to be those states that run from, Pennsylvania over to Minnesota. It's kind of like it wouldn't quite fit in the Big Ten. But in the Big 12, come join the party. We're a diverse conference. Yeah. We have teams all the way out to Utah.
Paul, what great football program has existed in the last, decade, two decades in the northeast part of the country?
Well, Syracuse has had some pretty darn good football teams and has had some pretty darn good football players come out of Syracuse. That I do know for sure. So I would say Syracuse would probably be one of those
Syracuse
teams.
You'd call Syracuse a great football program?
Well, they've had their moments.
Sure they have. Lots of teams have had their moments, but let's not beat around the bush here. That's not a great football region.
Well, why can't it be great? Why, you tell me. Tell me why the northeast part of the country can't be a great football part of the country.
Let's say baby Paul Savage is sitting there as a five-star recruit,
all right,
and I'm coming at you from Austin, Texas, or wherever, yeah. Or, you know, Alabama, and I'm like Georgia, and I'm like, hey, in the winter time you can either play up there or you can come down here where weather's still nice and play down here.
Sure.
Paul Savage gonna go play?
Yeah, I got you, but even those teams aren't going to be able to take every really great baby Paul Savage.
No, I'm not saying they can't be a better program. I'm not saying they can't be a better program. Of course they can, because they have nowhere to go.
And by the way,
I
was just going to say, my baby Savage is going to ask the question, how much NIL's in it for me? So there you go.
That's right.
Well, I mean, I'm not lying.
Well, and that's
– I'm not lying.
No, you're not. I'm not saying they can't get better. Of course they can. They can't get worse. But – if you add UConn and you're the Big 12, you're not adding UConn because you think it's going to give you this national championship opportunity for your league. You're adding them because you get one of the best basketball programs in the country. You're adding them because you get into a fantastic television situation, and you hope that the football program can at least rise to the Big 12 standard, right? That's all you hope for. Can that program reach the level that the rest of the league sort of rotates through? I mean, there are no more bad football programs in the Big 12. That's one thing about, the additions that have been made in the league as it currently stands. Paul, who's the worst football program in the Big 12?
Right now,
I don't have an answer.
Right now? That would be tough. I would, I guess Texas Tech. No, I don't even know. I don't know the Texas Tech. No, probably not.
Because they rotate through just fine. Tech's probably in the conversation, but they're not bad. It rotates. I'm not saying it like who do we think is going to be the worst next year. That's not what I mean. I just mean like in general terms, are there any
Kansas,
bad
I guess.
Football programs? Yeah, Kansas would be it, but Kansas is on the way
but
up too.
They're rising. They've got some stock. They've got some skin in the game now.
The floor is pretty high in the Big 12.
That's
right. UConn, if they joined, reach that floor is all that really matters. And in the Big 12 now, especially without Texas and Oklahoma, we're going to see rotation at the top of the league.
Right.
I don't think any team is going to just sit at the top for a long time like Oklahoma has. And that's not going to happen. We'll have some rotation. I mean, Kansas State certainly thinks they have an opportunity to do that, and maybe they do. But it'll be fine. I think UConn makes a lot of sense. I think UConn makes sense for the league. If you can get ESPN on board with it, I think it would be a fine and fantastic addition. And then you get Colorado. And what does that leave us with? How many are we going into with next year? We had 10 and we added 4, so 14. And we'll pretend like Texas and Oklahoma aren't there.
They're already gone. Okay.
Right. So what are you at, 12 again? So that gives you, UConn and Colorado and Arizona State. And then you got to look and wonder what's going to happen with the ACC, because I think ultimately once the Big 12 gets to about 24, they're probably going to sit there, even regardless of what happens with the ACC. I don't know, but yes, if UConn can come, if they have the capability and ESPN would sign off on it, I would add UConn tomorrow. Well, I'm on board with that addition.
Your point that you made earlier in this conversation, I think, is the best conversation point of all, and that is you're basically a stone throws away. I mean, you're probably a 15, 20-minute drive from the studios of ESPN. And I don't know how big that would be, but I'm thinking.
It's big.
I think
it
I'm can thinking
be.
It's big.
I mean, it's not big currently. It's not. It doesn't make a difference for them right now.
Not
but
now.
But I think it could with the right circumstances. And if you're Brett Yormark in the Big 12,
you got that
there
right.
is obvious interest to get on board with
That's
that.
That's what I'm thinking.
869-1240 is the IHOP hotline. We're rolling through this Friday. We'll get you ready for the rest of the sports weekend. Any other odds and ends to get to? DeAndre Hopkins to the Texans, perhaps. An interesting wrinkle there. We'll talk about it all as we make our way through the final minutes of our Friday Sports Daily.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.